Early on, Miami was the center of a lot of mob activity. Many of the gangsters ended up staying at the Biltmore, actually. One night, there was a very loud party going on the 13th floor of the hotel. Word got around that the celebration was being hosted by Al Capone and a couple of his cronies. A rival gang caught wind of their location and stormed the hotel. They demanded the room number and made their way upstairs. After breaking down the door, the gangster mobsters opened fire on the partygoers. Capone was shocked and fled the scene. There were several injuries and one fatality. Thomas Fatty Walsh, a close confidant of Capone's, was killed in the crossfire by another gangster. Walsh swore that he would have had his revenge someday, somehow. Today, Walsh continues to wander the halls of the Biltmore, menacing his guests. He moves their luggage, unplugs their appliances, and has ever been known to stand over them as they sleep. Many believe that Walsh will continue to haunt the hotel until he completes his unfinished business.